Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
The last couple of weeks, it hasn't been good enough for Flacco. Good hands, Mike Wallace.
Sweet revenge for Mike Wallace as he faces his former team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good morning, folks. It is Baltimore Sports Talk. I'm Rob, my co-host, Jeff Coles, Mount Vernon, and Philly Jeff Dyer in Bel Air, Maryland. Gentlemen, that was one of maybe three Raven highlights for the entire game. Yes, the Baltimore Ravens won, but gentlemen, after the bye week, I hope to see a better team. I did not. I saw the same lousy team that lost the last four games, and it's just that the Steelers came out and played worse than the Ravens did yesterday, and that's, I guess, just an indication of the NFC, or the, I'm sorry, the AFC North this year, as the Ravens hold a tenuous first place position only because they beat the Steelers. Both teams are 4-4, and the Bengals, who come in at what, 3-4-1, and then of course the hapless Cleveland Browns at 0-9. Oh, Jeff Cole, your thoughts.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm not going to turn my nose up at any loss, and I'm just going to open up a nice cold beer and enjoy this week. Well, it's a short week.
Was that a can of Natty Bo Baltimore Proud that I just heard opening?
On my income, it's probably a Wiedemann's or a Red, White, and Blue.
Or Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, yeah.
All right. Let's hear from Philly Jeff out there in Bel Air. I believe you watched this game, or were you watching the Eagles debacle?
I don't know if that's Ashby, Ben Roethlisberger, or the Eagles franchise.
All of the above.
All of the above. That's right. Yeah. Oh God! Well, the thing is, you can't dig yourself into 14-0 holes. We've done that. We against Detroit, Washington, and now the Giants. Can't do it.
Right.
I just don't understand the Eagles, because they seem to do so well, and then they'll bite the big one.
Yeah. Well, it seems like all of Pennsylvania, because that's kind of the story for the Steelers this year. They look like world beaters one week, and then they lay an egg against the Ravens, coming off a bye with supposedly a healthy Ben Roethlisberger. He looked terrible, by the way. He missed a lot of passes that were open. This game shouldn't have been what it was. If the Steelers are playing their normal game, I'm pretty sure they walk away with this one.
Right. And they don't. I mean, just from the fact that I was listening on the radio and could not get a chance to watch, I didn't hear the Steelers running the ball too much. More, they didn't run it as much as maybe they should have.
No, they didn't run the ball.
They tried to, though. The one thing that I will give credit to is the Ravens' defense until the last 6 minutes of the game. And by that time, they were tired because, once again, the offense couldn't stay on the field. Right. You know, a lot of three and outs. And but the defense stopped the run. Le'Veon Bell really was not able to get much of anything. So, you know, that is the positive. And, of course, special teams play. And by the way, here, let's go to one. I'm going to go to another highlight here real quick. Here we go.
I mean, Davis is the rookie. He steps right outside. This is too easy for Allen.
All right, so Buck Allen, running back Buck Allen, was not touched, wasn't blocked at all, period. Wasn't touched off the line, came in, blocked the punt, scoops it up for Ravens touchdown. So, the Ravens scored touchdowns by a little slant route, 95 yards run by Mike Wallace. That's about all the offense they had. A blocked punt for a touchdown. And then they had a couple of field goals. And, you know, that's it. I mean, terrible. Terrible. Any thoughts? Nobody has a thought.
Terrible. Terrible.
But the Cubs won.
Yeah, well, hey,
sort of I missed that a little bit.
Terrible.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
All right, playoffs?
Yeah. And here's another. Now, if you think the Ravens were bad, let's go to this highlight of the Steelers here, or maybe it's a low light. Here we go.
Ravens respond. That thing around half a yard, then he just drills it down the field.
That was bad.
And two penalties are down.
Now this is asking a little too much. He was trying to show that he's to the left. He's going to show to the right. There's an accident waiting to happen. He's going to hit his foot.
Yeah, it got a little too creative.
What's that Irish dance they do, the jig?
Yeah.
That's what that looked like.
These guys are cracking up. They're saying, well, you've been in the league how long? Have you ever seen that? No, not me either. You seen it?
That was illegal kicking the ball. That is a penalty. That penalty is declined. We're going to place the ball in the spot where it's first touched by the kicker, which is first touching. It'll be Baltimore's ball at that spot. First down.
Okay, so, you know, if it couldn't be any worse, the Steelers can't even execute an onside kick. And, of course, that's the way that went. And then, listen.
And that was late in the game. That was late in the game, right?
Yeah, well,
they weren't able to convert a third down the whole game.
Philly Jeff, I'm gonna mute you here for a second because the dogs are going a little crazy there in the background, I think.
I was going to say, I thought he was in a funny farm.
We'll get back to Philly Jeff in just a second. But I want to play, and we've got another caller on the line we'll get to in a second. But I want to play one final little a quote here from John Harbaugh after the game, talking about that failed onside kick by the Steelers. And here's what Harbaugh has to say.
You know, I mean, I didn't really want it to come down to an onside kick, but it did, and we found a way to win.
Hey, newsflash, John Harbaugh. You didn't find a way to win. The Steelers found a way to lose. I mean, I didn't want to come down to an onside kick, but we found a way to win because they screwed up on their onside kick. You know, John, I don't know. I don't know what to say about
– I mean, I'll tell you what, right now the between now and the end of the season is going to say a lot about John Harbaugh's future. And, you know, I think especially a game like this one coming up against the Browns is going to say a lot about it because he needs to win this game.
Yep. Yep. All right. We'll probably talk a little more about that. But we got a couple of callers on the line, and I think these might be maybe some baseball calls. We're going to go, I don't know, area code 949. I'm not sure where this is. Caller 949-709-5944. You're on. Who's there?
Hi, this is Beth Drabowski.
Oh,
calling in from California.
Welcome Excellent. To the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Been drinking a lot of hot tea and honey so I'd get my voice back. A lot of screaming over the last...
I didn't know the parade from Chicago marched all the way to California.
Oh, we would go anywhere for our cubbies. Such an exciting game.
Well,
wow.
Folks, we have granddaughter of Mo Drabowski on the line here, and it's
daughter.
A pleasure.
Daughter of Mo Drabowski.
His daughter,
daughter,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Make me younger. Well, that's fine.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, of course, Mo Drabowski has great Baltimore, roots. And right, is the best-known longman in the history of the Orioles. And the most famous one, but he started out with the Cubs as a starting pitcher.
Yep.
Yeah.
Played there for 5 years, and so that's Cubs are very, very close to our heart, as it was for him too. I think Cubs and Orioles were his two favorite teams. They held a special spot in his heart. So.
Well, he's got to be jumping around and flipping out up there over the Cubs win. And Cubs win.
I know. I think he might have something to do with the rain. That rain delay really.
No, he might have something to do with fire if there was something up.
Yeah, that's
right.
Doing a little rain dance. Well, that's great. If you can, briefly just describe what the feeling was there, game seven, and realizing that the Cubs were actually going to win the series.
You know, as a diehard Cub fan, we always believe, and but there's always that 1%. Things seem to kind of always go awry, and we were at a little bar in Huntington Beach, California, a little Chicago bar, and there were hundreds of Cub fans there, and we just, everybody hugging each other, crying. I mean, I cried, grown men crying. It was like something that it's really, you can't explain it unless you really are that type, that Cub fan that has just been waiting for this for so long and have gotten so close over the years, but just never came to anything. And that night was just, we're still on cloud nine. Like we can't stop watching all the replays and the videos and recordings. And it was just absolutely my wedding was a very exciting day in my life, but I got to say, I think this was probably the ultimate excitement ever. So.
All right. Now,
where were you watching from? You were watching from like home or
no? We were at a bar in Huntington Beach called Gallagher's, okay. Little Irish pub, and it's a Chicago bar. Bears and Blackhawks and Cubs and Bulls. So it was all Chicago fans. It was like being in Wrigleyville. I mean, the next best place besides being in Wrigleyville. But it was fantastic. We were there with a bunch of friends and then, everybody just hugging people you don't know. I mean, and then walking the streets and people driving and honking their cars. It was just the most exciting thing. I don't have the words for it.
That's great. Now, if you can just hang on a second here, because we've got another caller and it looks like an Ohio exchange.
Okay.
This may be a Cleveland Indians fan. So,
yeah, I'm guessing.
Let's bring on this caller, 740-507-9715. You're on. Who's this?
Yes, this is Wilson calling from Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Wilson.
Okay.
Yes.
This is
John. Well, I'm listening to this lady out in California. God bless her. I was at Game 7. I wasn't in a bar. I was, at Progressive Field, Section 403, Seat 1. Very, very, very tough to take for a. I've been a Cleveland Indians fan since the mid '50s, and very, very difficult to take, you know, to go 10 innings, come back, tie it up, and then, you know, end up losing that, especially being up 3-1 at one point.
I know. I feel your pain. I do.
Wilson, Jeff and I can probably equate that feeling a little bit as, you know, I don't know about Jeff. I was at Game 7 of the 1979 World Series when the Orioles lost it to the Pittsburgh Pirates in Game 7.
I remember
with
that.
Willie Stargell, it was devastating, deflating, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
you also got beer dumped on you at that. I did
get beer dumped on me. It's terrible.
You got to understand, fellas, that the last time the Indians were in a World Series was 1997 against the Florida Marlins, and if
yes.
you remember, we lost that one in 11 innings. You know, and we were up in that game 3-1 in the ninth and end up blowing that. So, you know, the last two times we've been in it, I've been there.
No cigar.
So, you know, and I know the Cubs fans 108 years. I hear them. And, you know, if I was in the National League, if I was going to root for a team in the National League, it would be the Chicago Cubs. So. I've always kind of had a soft spot for them because of what they've been through.
Yeah, I mean, look, as an outsider, not really having a dog in the fight, it really was. I have to say, it was nice to see the Cubs win it this year. And then now it looks like maybe the Indians are taking over that Cub mantra now, and you know, will be the next team that everybody will pull for to win, because I think the Indians now, do they have the longest drought?
They do.
I believe
we overtook it. Yes, now we have it. Yes.
I think that's right.
As far as baseball, yes.
Yeah. Right. As far as baseball goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to both of you for calling in, and Beth, any final thoughts to share with
I can empathize so much with the Cleveland fans because we've had so many heartbreaks ourselves, but you know, I don't want to rub it in by any means. I'm a team sports fan. I love, you know, all teams, but this is just like nothing, you know, we've ever experienced. So the excitement is just wavering in it for a little bit. So, but thank you. I appreciate you having me on. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, Beth,
that's great.
Yeah, have you on here. Beth, just one more thing. If you need to send a pet snake to Rob, you have to give me his address.
Address. I promise it'll be a fake one, not a real one.
Oh.
thank you, guys.
Very good. Beth, thanks so much for calling in. Have a great day.
And Wilson,
thank you.
I just want to let people also know, Wilson, you've been going to Browns games for 36 years. I mean, as a season ticket holder.
Correct.
Yes. And you actually have the seats that you sat in at Municipal Stadium in your man cave.
I do. That's correct. I do. I have my original, the one my butt was planted in for the first, you know, so many years until they poured. Well, when Baltimore, you know, took our team. You knew that had to be coming. Come on now.
Art left the colors and the name and everything there. That's more than Mr. Irsay did for Baltimore. So,
That is long gone anyway. My only thing is there for as far as fans, you guys knew what it was like in 1984.
Yes.
And you know it happened to you guys. So when it happened to us, you got to sympathize with us a little bit.
But I think we
did it the right way. We didn't take somebody else's team. We got our own team.
That's true. Now listen, I mean, you're absolutely right. I can't disagree with any of that. The only what I will say about that is that Baltimore tried a couple of times to get an expansion team and was never awarded that expansion team. The difference in the Cleveland situation was basically the NFL had stepped in and said, you're going to get the next expansion team you guys are going to get. So Cleveland kind of knew that going in and was able to get that. And that's partly because of the NFL. The Baltimore tried to do it the right way, and that wasn't happening. And you're right. Pretty much all of us around here kind of felt bad about that. And the only thing that we can say, really, is that we left you the name and the colors and the history and everything in Cleveland. And, you know, we said we don't want any of that. Leave it there for them to have and keep. And for a long time, Baltimore tried to get the history and everything back from the Ursays, and they wouldn't allow it. And so, but you know, people like Johnny Unitas and Matty and the rest of those guys never really identified with Indianapolis. So they were right. Always Baltimore Colts. So. I feel that pain.
Well, no, there's no sour grapes here. I mean, I'm just taking fact. It's just, I just wish our team, our expansion team, our Browns, as we fought so hard, I drove to Hiram, Ohio 3 years in a row. I signed petitions. I drove to Cleveland. We went to court. I mean, we and the NFL didn't have much of a choice because Cleveland fans were raising Cain to get a team,
right.
You know.
Right.
So I just wish they'd do something now that we are back. I just wish
Wilson, I've got a little prediction for you. I think the Cleveland Browns get their first win this coming Thursday.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
Have you watched Baltimore Browns play?
What, I tell you what, the Cleveland should have beat them the first time. We beat ourselves with that, you know, at the end of that game. I was at that, you know.
Yeah.
We should have beat you guys in the home opener.
That sounds like last Sunday against the Steelers. They beat themselves.
Yeah. You guys did me a heck of a favor yesterday. Anybody that beats the Steelers, I'm a fan of you. So thank you for that.
We have battle lines drawn here in Ohio. Like Youngstown, for instance, the eastern half of Youngstown is a Steelers town, and the western half is a Browns town. Am I telling the truth?
Oh yeah, yeah, you're telling the truth. Yeah, sounds right.
Well, that's not too different from Baltimore, because during those 13 years, there were a lot of football fans in Baltimore that became Steelers fans, and now they're still here, and you see the jerseys, you see the license plates, the bumper stickers of Steelers fans all around Baltimore, and it makes me want to throw up. It's awful. So.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think the Baltimore Ravens are good enough to beat the Cleveland Browns this coming Thursday night. So I'm just making that prediction now. I think the Browns are going to win a game this year, and I think it comes this week.
I don't think it could. I think they will win a game sometime this year. I really do. They have played hard in the games they've been in. Most of them. Yesterday they didn't look good at all, but most of them they've been in. And Dallas is a pretty fairly good team this year. So
And I'm going to get back to Philly Jeff here in a second, because we got to talk about those Dallas Cowboys. Because they look legit. All right, Beth, sorry, you're still hanging on.
That's okay. I just enjoy listening.
and you certainly can, and you can chime in if you want on any of this stuff. And Wilson, you're free to hang as well. I'm bringing Philly Jeff back in because I want to hear a little bit about those Eagles and the Cowboys. And I want to know what happened with the Philadelphia Eagles, because they are my fantasy defense, and they tanked this week when they needed them. What happened up there with the Giants?
Well, their defense is a fantasy.
Oh.
Watch the highlights. highlights of that game. When every time that Eli threw for a touchdown, there was nobody within 5 yards. And then when they finally realized, they picked him off twice. But by then it was, you know, the bad decisions had been made. We made it close, but.
Hey, Beth, you're still there. Now, are you a Bears fan or are you a Chargers or
Fortunately,
Rams?
Fortunately, yes, I am a Bears fan, but I'm actually a Seahawks fan too. So, love my Bears still.
Now, where are you in California?
We're in Southern California, Orange County, little
okay.
south of Irvine. Irvine's probably the biggest town that we're by. So.
Okay. Yeah, my brother-in-law's out there. In fact, my brother-in-law used to play. He played professional football. He played for the I think he broke in with the Jets, and then he played with the Giants for quite some time, and then he went out to L.A. and played with the Rams and actually has a Super Bowl ring with the Rams.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
He was a center, so he still lives out there.
We're excited to have Rams back.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it nice to have the Rams back in
it
L.A.
is.
Now?
It's nice. Yes, absolutely. I just need to start following them. I haven't really watched
games
yet. There's
nothing to follow right now.
Pardon?
There's nothing to follow right now. They look pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah, so. It's been all constant, so now it's time to get back into football and hockey. I'm a big Blackhawks fan, too. So.
Sure. I spent 6 months in Chicago. I was working out there for about 6 months and was able to go to Cubs' final preseason spring training game, at Wrigley against the Cardinals. So that was fun. Was able
yeah.
to go. The Orioles beat the White Sox in the old Comiskey Park. That was fun.
Nice.
And played, what do they call it? Was it broom hockey, broom ball, broom hockey, something like that, with friends out on an ice rink somewhere?
Oh, okay. How fun. Yeah, so you were there in the wintertime, or it was colder.
Yeah, I was there from January through June.
Okay.
And that broom ball, if that's what they call that, that was pretty wild. Guys, that's you'd play on an ice rink with brooms and some kind of a ball or a puck or something in tennis shoes. It was not on skates. You were on tennis shoes. And it was wild. I have to say, it was wild.
Almost like curling or something.
Yeah. Only in Chicago, I think.
Exactly. They make whatever they can do in the wintertime. They make up their own sports just to have fun and drink beer.
Yep. All right. We have the Bills and the Seahawks tonight. Considering you're a Seahawks fan, Beth, we got a prediction?
Oh, Seahawks, definitely. Absolutely, all the way. I never root against the Seahawks.
They're kind of struggling a little bit this year. They've been up and down.
But they're a good team. Nice group of guys too. I really like them. So I will always cheer for them. I don't know if they play the Bears, that'll be a tough call. But.
And what's going on with the Chicago Bears? Because they're doing that kind of up and down thing as well. Although I think mostly down, it seems.
We're kind of used to that. I mean, they're fun to watch sometimes, but again, just like the Cubs, you got to stay loyal to them. So, hoping they're able to pull it together.
Jeff, we got just a minute or so left, but it seems like most of the NFL is kind of mediocre this year. You've got the 7-1. I think they're still 7-1 Patriots. The 7-1 Cowboys, maybe a couple of the teams out there, but those are the only two teams that look like they're dominating, and the rest of the league seems to be kind of down. Philly Jeff, you got any thoughts on the NFL overall?
The playoffs? playoffs. I mean, the thing is look at it this year. You and don't forget, by the way, the Oakland Raiders. They also are looking very fine.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But realistically, if you take the division leaders and a couple of those, again, some of those like the Baltimore Ravens, that's a lead, but it's not a lead.
Right.
And, you know, I saw Green Bay get beat bad last night, and Minnesota has kind of fallen off the truck. So, I mean, you might have teams get in at 9-7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen, the AFC North, I'm not sure who's gonna win that and what the record will be, because it's you got your division leaders right now are at 4-4.
AFC North, it sounds like the NFC South moved north.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Seriously.
Yeah. Jeff Coles, your thoughts on the league as a whole right now?
Oh, I'm just scratching my head. I'm glad that I'm not in Vegas, you know, making picks, because I mean, you know, you've got the Rams beating the Seahawks 1 week, and then they're just, you know, back to earth. You've got you got Philadelphia trouncing the Pittsburgh, and then all of a sudden they look less than ordinary. The Ravens start out 3-0. The Vikings start out 4-0, whatever. The rug's pulled out from under both of them. I don't know what to. I don't know what to make of it.
Well,
I mean,
something's
injuries,
going on.
Obviously.
Yeah, something's going on in Minnesota, because it's very curious that Norv Turner would just step down after.
I'd like to see him come
six
to
or seven games. I would too, but we've been talking about that for years. Hire Norv Turner as the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. I'd love to see it. Not going to happen, I don't guess, but, who knows. All right, folks, we are plumb out of time, and so we gotta get rolling here. Our sponsors are going to yell at us if we have. All right, we've got. Before we talk again, we'll have the Ravens and Browns on Thursday night in Baltimore. Jeff Coles, you got a prediction?
The Ravens beat the Browns 20-16.
Okay, Philly Jeff, any prediction on that one?
The team with the highest number of points wins.
Okay.
I'm not jumping in. You know, that's just too close to call.
who do the Eagles have next week?
Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh my goodness. All right. They're putting up a lot of points. I don't know if I'm going to play the Eagles defense next week. All right, Beth, I'll get a prediction in here for tonight's game, Seahawks and Bills.
I'm going with the Seahawks. I don't know. I can't do scores or numbers, but I'm just going to go with the Seahawks by at least 7 points.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And as we close it out, I think the Cleveland Browns get their first win of the season this year against the Ravens. The Ravens
don't have an offense.
No, Wilson dropped off. He left us a little while ago. So I'm going to call the. Hey, Jeff Coles, I'm going to take your score from last week. I think Cleveland 16, Baltimore 13 on Thursday night football in the Charm City. And I don't want to see that, but that I just think the Ravens will get tripped up. So, all right, guys, thanks. And Beth, thank you so much for being here. And call us anytime.
Go, Beth.
Call us anytime at all. And yay for the Cubs.
Aww,
and folks,
thanks.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay for Jeff Coles in Mount Vernon, for Philly Jeff Dyer in Bel Air, Maryland, and for Beth Grabowski in Orange County, California. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte. The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You've got to be this porn time.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.